Hello and welcome to episode 238 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we continue our look at the Songhai by going from here to Timbuktu. Timbuktu. This city has a name so exotic to Western ears, and its riches so much the stuff of legend, that it has been referenced in popular culture, books, and Hollywood movies as this sort of mythic place, similar to Shangri-La or Xanadu, minus the Olivia Newton-John. So much so that I honestly didn't realize that Timbuktu was a real place for quite a long time in my life. The Oxford English Dictionary doesn't help matters. Look up the word Timbuktu and its pages, and one of the definitions is, quote, the most distant place imaginable. Timbuktu is indeed real. The city stands today and was for centuries the confluence of trans-Saharan trade routes. The Songhai Empire counted it one of their top financial assets, and the enemies of the Songhai knew to control Timbuktu was to control the Sahel. The location was key. It was the terminus of most major trade routes over the Sahara Desert as far back as the 8th century AD. From Timbuktu, product could be sold and loaded onto boats to float down the Niger River. Camel trains over a mile long made their way for the city. So, obviously, Timbuktu had its beginnings as a market. Interestingly, the camel, so often associated with African trade, actually originated in North America 2 million years ago and sort of reverse migrated over the land bridges between Alaska and Asia before eventually making their way down to Africa. Also, the female camel has a 13-month pregnancy cycle. Think of that, ladies. According to some histories, the Timbuktu market was originally an ad hoc affair. Whenever there were enough traders in the area, they would set up shop on that patch of the Sahel and conduct commerce. To maintain order in the market, eventually a few permanent residents sprung up. The most important resident was, of course, the keeper of the market, a very formidable and fierce woman who no one dared cross. She made sure that the market was conducted with proper comportment and made it known when she found a merchant or thief's behavior unacceptable. Her spirit would reside in Timbuktu, at least in the name. The word Timbuktu comes from the local word Tinbuktu, meaning place of the old woman. Thanks for tuning in to episode 238 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. And make sure you tune in tomorrow as we take a look at the man who made the Songhai a force to be reckoned with.